Joining me live over the phone this morning from the Kemmer Diamondfield area is Bud Allen, hoping to bring back or reorganize, rather, a local scout troop for the South Lincoln community. Bud, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I really appreciate your time. I caught wind that you were hoping to bring a scout troop to Southern Lincoln County, so I thought, man, we better have you on to talk about it. I guess take us to the beginning, Bud, and tell us why you want to make this happen.
Well, for the last 4 years, there hasn't been a pack or a Cub Scout troop, either one, and we know there are kids that have been missing that and families that have been missing it. So we're glad to have the opportunity to work with the Lions Club and get it functioning in town again. We've got kids that were partway progressing toward their Eagle, and others that were anxious to help them get started. So, yeah, we're anxious to have an opportunity to bring it back.
Very cool. So how do people get involved? What's the process to become a scout and get started on this?
At this point, since we're in the process of doing the paperwork to organize the pack and the troop, the best way is to just get in touch with me. Often, once the pack is established or the troop is established, I can tell you to go online and join online. But as we're trying to do it initially, the best thing is I'll put it, they can have my number and they can get in touch with me directly.
Okay. And what would that number be?
My cell phone number is 307-707-5365.
What is the process?
You're welcome to call me.
Bud, what is the process to get a troop up and going through the BSA?
So the biggest challenge is usually finding the adult volunteers. We can usually find an organization to work with. And in this case, we're excited to work with the Lions Club, like I said. The adult volunteers is the biggest challenge. Finding kids is by far the easiest part of the process. But those are the three things we need: is an organization to work with, a group of adult volunteers to be involved, and kids. And the kids is the easy part. There's always kids that are interested in joining. We just need the others.
Sure. So tell me what the volunteers would be doing. Would they be working on specific badges? Would they be running the troop? I mean, how much commitment is necessary for that?
There's quite a range, and if we, you know, the Cub Scouts can start as young as kindergarten now, so we're kids that are going to be in kindergarten this fall can sign up and get started over the summer, everything from that up to age 18. And so each of the different age groups, there's a difference in the program and what the adult role is. Everything from running an age group den for the Cub Scouts. We now do the Cub Scouts. Each den is divided by the grade level the kids are in. And they run a weekly activity with that age group, or all the way up to the scout master that takes the older kids and runs their weekly program and takes them on their campouts and does the big outdoor adventures with them. And then in both cases, there is a need for people on a committee that does a lot of the support work. And so even if you're not ready to work with directly with the kids, or don't have as much time as it takes to be the scoutmaster or to be in one of the big roles, we always need adults or parents that are willing to be on the committee to do some of the support, the background work, the tracking the money, the tracking advancement records, all of that kind of stuff. So any from an hour a month to 10 hours, 15 hours a month, we can make use of whatever time you've got and whatever time frame you can do it in. People that work shift work, there are still things that they can fit in. So we can make use of just about anybody that has an hour, a month, or more.
Yeah. So, but obviously this is something you're passionate about. What benefit have you seen to you personally? I mean, I know you, I'm sure you do it for the kids, but it's got to be rewarding for you. I'm speaking about potential adult volunteers. So speak to yourself as a volunteer and what benefit you've seen from it.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I'm an employee. So for me, it's a full-time passion. I'm an employee of the Crossroads of the West Council. And so, yeah, it's my full-time job. So I don't have to work it around a job. It is my job. So it gets to be fully consuming for me. But yeah, it's a job that I'm very passionate about because I see kids loving it and kids learning things. And, you know, I hear people say all the time, kids that have grown up in scouting, and say, you know, I didn't realize what I was really getting out of it until I was in my mid-20s or so, and I'd look back and think, ha, there was a lot more to that than I ever realized. They knew they were having a good time and doing things with their friends, and oftentimes don't realize the values that are learned from it and the life skills that are learned from it. So that's the big reward is seeing a kid later on in life realize that and acknowledge that.
But Alan, this morning from the Kemmer-Diamondville area, calling in to organize a scout troop in southern Lincoln County. But the Boy Scouts of America has changed a little bit. As an employee, I'm interested to see and have you talk about this. Of course, it's not just for boys, but girls as well. How does that dynamic work within the Boy Scouts of America with girls being part of that group?
So those are some great questions, and I personally have been very excited to see those changes happen. When that first happened 5 years ago, for most of our programs anyway, we'd had one program that the girls had been in for 25 years now, but for most of our programs that happened 5 years ago, and my daughters themselves were in their 20s when that happened, and they were just really disappointed. Oh man, why didn't that happen 10 years ago? We could have done it. They'd both served on camp staff, summer camp staff, and had a great experience doing that, but couldn't earn the badges and do that the things themselves. And they would have loved the opportunity to do it. So I'm excited to see it. It's great to see. The way it works is at the Cub Scout level, the pack consists of both boys and girls. And then at the troop level, it's two separate troops. And yes, in Kemmerer or Diamondville, we are working to have both. We've got a couple of girls that are interested and we do want to have more girls so that we can have a boys troop and a girls troop, because it's a great program for all of them, and it's great to see. We've got two troops for girls in Rock Springs and one in Evanston, and so it's great to see those girls camping and having a great time and learning and doing all the things. We get the conversation all the time about why not just Girl Scouts, and the answer is they're two different programs. The Girl Scouts is a great program, but they're just different. How they do different things and different activities, and so it just gives them a choice. And this gives two from the Boy Scouts of America point of view, it gives families the chance to do it together, the whole family to be involved in the same program. So I'm excited. I've been really pleased to see things happen, and I really understand the reluctance that some people have to changes in traditions, but I think the results have been very good.
And just for our Star Valley listeners, there is a troop, a boy and a girl troop in Star Valley. But just to clarify that point again, because we talked about this last week on our morning show, Bud, about the name change going to Scouting America and whatnot, and we had some listeners, express those concerns. So what are the teenage boys and girls, are they going out camping now? And it's not really the case. They're still separated troops, correct?
Yeah. They're still separated troops, and we have, they'll go to summer camp at the same time, or they'll, we had a camperee, a fantastic camperee a week ago at Fort Bridger, and both the boy troops and the girl troops were there, but they're camped separately and everybody had a great time and no issues at all. The girls and the boys spend time at school together, or they spend time other places together. There hasn't been any issues whatsoever. So
excellent. Well, Bud, appreciate your time again, trying to organize a troop in Southern Lincoln County. Just maybe reiterate, give us your phone number again and how people can contact you to be involved, whether it be as a parent volunteer or maybe they have a child that would like to be part of this.
Yep, absolutely. That number is 307-707-5365.
Perfect. Anything we missed, Bud, you'd like to mention today?
That's it. We're anxious. I'll emphasize this. We're anxious to get it rolling so that the kids can go to camp this summer. The troops, especially to go to a long-term summer camp over the summer, we need to get it going this month so that they can get to go to summer camp this year. So we're looking forward to that.
That's Bud Alan this morning, all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.